This is Pastor Walton with a teaching timeless truth moment.
I love to sit and look through those holy pages and read about the eternal rock of ages. See all that God has done, the battles he has won, the great prophecies unfold. In every book from Genesis to Revelation, I see his loving grace, and this great salvation brings courage to my soul, for I know he's in control.
2 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 and 2 says, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you might be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior." Now, he starts off this when saying, this is why I wrote this second epistle. It's the last chapter of the second epistle of Peter. He said, now let me tell you why I'm writing this. I want to wake up your mind by way of remembrance. I want to wake up your mind by way of remembrance. He said, I want to stir you. I want to arouse you. I want to wake you out of sleep. I want you to be fully awake. Wipe all the sleep out of your eyes. Get all the grogginess out. Wake up and get ready, okay? And I want to stir you up by your pure minds, the sincerity of a mind that you are cleaning up, that you have a clean mind, as stirred up into that which is important. And it's in the present tense. Keep stirring up your minds by way of remembrance. Well, what is it we're supposed to remember? That ye may be mindful, call back, recollect, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets. That's the scriptures. Be mindful of the scriptures and the things that he has given to us, because all scripture is given by inspiration of God, God breathed. And all of that scripture is profitable. And it's profitable for doctrine and reproof and correction and instruction in righteousness. And it's done that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. But not just the scriptures by the holy prophets, but also the commandment of us, the apostles, which they don't have the New Testament yet, but it's being written as they go along. So they're giving the commands from God. So we see, be mindful of the scriptures, but also be mindful of the spoken word. And in our case, when we hear the spoken word, we're hearing the word that's already been written down, the scriptures, but we're hearing it given to us by a preacher. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But the Bible says, how shall they hear unless there's a preacher that's been sent, someone that heralds the good news of Jesus Christ? So we see that we must have these commandments and the scriptures, and let those statutes get into us and those precepts become the principle of us, because if we're not, we're going to fall asleep at the wheel, and in the last days we're going to miss something. And what we're going to miss is knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts, mockers, and saying, where's the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they are willingly ignorant of. And it goes on and talks about how ignorant they are. But then he says, let me explain something to you, why it is I'm waiting. If you're sitting and saying, what's he waiting on? Being mindful of the scriptures. Stay in the book. Because, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He's waiting on somebody to get saved. The next verse says, the day the Lord will come as a thief in night. It's going to happen. But right now, he's waiting on somebody to get saved. Bring them into the remembrance of the scriptures.
Well, I believe every word that he said is true. I believe he'll do exactly what he said he would do. How I love his precious word.
This has been a Teaching Timeless Truth moment with Pastor Roger Walton. You may send all correspondence to tttbroadcasts@gmail.com. Tune in again next time for another Teaching Timeless Truth moment.